moving along. Public comment. Public comment. Gentlemen, as always, this is a public body, and we always see if there's someone that wants to address the board in a public setting. We typically allow 2 minutes. It doesn't look like anybody here. Pat, anybody on Zoom that wish to address us? So we ask for public comment. Seeing none, we are closed on public comment. All right, guys, treasurer's report. Next document, for those that have gotten it, Jim sent it out. It looks like this document. You may have it in your phone. I don't know if it's in your packet, guys, that was sitting over there. I think what you've got is the narrative and Pat's the web report and the Commandant's report, I think, is what you guys have. So what we have here, guys, we're going to the treasurer's report. Jim Berg is not with us. And this is the WSFS account that's held outside of the school. We've got a beginning balance of $278,554.98, $278,000. Checking is $53,344, and savings is $225,220. Ending balance is about $212,498. A bunch of stuff came in on Classy, and I don't know if you want me to hit it or you're going to hit.
I can. I mean,
Classy.
So, yeah.
All right. So tell you what. Do you want to do it now?
If you want me to, I can.
Okay.
Okay. No, so those are obviously the deposits. I gave them two different reports because I was trying to break them up for the, I think, the middle of December to about the middle of January and then the January on. And so those are the individual donations to that platform.
And I think we've got you, you guys and your family show up on that. Mm-hmm. So some background again for y'all real quick is that we have hired, and I don't have hired, we've paid for, so we haven't hired them. We've paid for a group of folks called Classy, and it's kind of interesting. What's his name? Don Sloan, who does the polar bear plunge, and he's a guy over at the Air Force Base. He was part of, Don Sloan flies the two-winged trainer. Anyway, he uses Classy for his platform. Anyway, we've got a platform that we use that we just paid for that allows folks to make contributions, and it captures a fair amount of information. It's actually been pretty good. I think we've raised $3,300 approximately with Classy, which is good. With anything like this particular program, we'll talk a little bit more about it, but you've got to make it fresh, you got to update it, you got to continue to put it out there to get folks to respond. But guys, on Zoom, about $3,300 raised through the website and on our annual giving platform. I think that's pretty cool. And Jim has captured that on his treasurer's report. Additionally, a bunch of checks have been cut. Masson Electric, Shoreline, McGuigan Construction, which is Dave, and you'll hear from him in a little bit. Ridge Valley Materials, or Metals, pardon me. This is all related to our construction park project, which included, obviously, the parking lot and the building, and Kevin will be talking a little bit more about that. Also, be aware that both our WSFS escrow accounts remain unfunded and are at zero. Any questions on Jim Berg's report as presented? Guys, anything there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. All right, do I have a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Any further discussion on the treasurer's report as presented? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? Any no's? Seeing none, passed. Thanks, guys. All right. Finance report. So we are now to Pat.
Okay.
To you. And this will be this document, guys. The narrative, of course. And we'll be going into some of the December numbers. All right. To you, sir.
Okay. This is the narrative for the month ending December fiscal year 22. This puts us 50% of the way through the fiscal year. start with revenue. Of course, our appropriations are based on our needs-based unit count that was finalized on September 30th, and our number is 456. And the current appropriation for fiscal year 22 is $4,611,697. We have received 95% of it so far. Local funds from school districts for fiscal year 22 is $1,228,000. We do not have all the final payments yet, even though they were all due December 31st. But we've received $281,648 in December. Other state funds, we are now 100%. We received all these funds: Tech Block, Educational Sustainment Fund, MCI, which is Minor Cap Improvement, and then our Education Opportunity Grant and Opportunity Grant, which are actually one grant, but for some reason the state separates it into two, $42,923. We have all 100% there. Our transportation funds for the fiscal year 22 is $464,741. We received all 100% of the funds. And just to let you know that for the month of December, the Marine Corps Junior ROTC program reimbursed us $21,668. And cafeteria revenue was $90,485. And just a note with that, this year, unlike in past years, we are 100% funded for our cafeteria program. So it gets free lunch and breakfast.
Yeah, it's a wash for us. Typically, years past that was not, but I think it was it last year, was the year before, maybe 20, the height of the beginning of COVID, I think the feds came in and gave all the schools money. So it's a wash. It's money in revenue, it's money out, and a complete wash for us.
So that's revenue. Is there any questions on that?
And Pat, on the Marine Corps stuff, we're still trending behind, right? As we were when we talked about it at CVSC on last Thursday.
They're delayed. Their process is delayed.
Would you take a moment and talk to the gentleman about where the Marine Corps reimbursement comes in for instructors and how that works?
So they pay 50% of 11 months. Even though all of our staff are 12-month employees. And so we just don't get anything in September. Right now it's still showing we have 6 instructors and we have 5. So it's,
really?
Yes, it's taken them a little bit of time. Colonel Wallace is working on it to get us evened up to where we're getting, when it's all said and done, we should.
Are we going to have to write a check back to Marine Corps because they're giving us too much money?
No, it'll even itself out.
Okay.
Over the course of the year. But so every, about the middle of the month, I get a statement showing how much money was funded into our account.
All right.
Right,
cool.
Now we're tracking around $116,000 so far.
Okay.
Has been given to us. We estimate $170,000.
All right. So as you guys can imagine, because we are with the Marine Corps, Quantico sends us money to help pay for our instructors, Marine instructors. Obviously, the uniforms and the equipment and all that comes free of charge, and that is a significant amount of resource that we get from Quantico. I mean, supplying 456, I mean, it's almost a battalion worth of Marines in uniforms, boots, T-shirts, guidons, things of that nature. And I think, what is it, 400 plus thousand bucks worth of uniforms, somewhere around there? Maybe?
We have over $1 million worth of equipment.
It's over $1 million worth of equipment?
Yes.
There you go. So, mm-hmm. Tremendous amount of support from the guys at Quantico. A little late sometimes and a little slow, but nonetheless, good support.
So our instructors, though, we pay them 12 months, but we only get funded on that. Right.
That's correct.
Okay, that's nice. Okay. Because
yes.
I'm very familiar from the AFJROTC how it works. So.
Yep.
That's nice.
Yep. All right, Pat. Any other questions? Zoom guys on revenue? Nope. Okay. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Katie.
Oh, I was just saying no questions.
No questions. Thank you, ma'am. All right, Pat. Two revenues, or expenditures, pardon me.
So expenditures for the month of December were $139,000, 409, which is lower than what we, our average is about $160,000. Right. Reason for that, of course, is because we are out of school almost one third of the month. So nothing was being written or sent out. But if you look at the first transportation, that is higher than normal, 95,216. And the reason for that, we have two contractors that do activity runs. One of the contractors likes to hold his invoices and give it to us all at one time. So that's why student travel was around $24,000. That's why that's a little bit higher than normal. Usually it's about $58,000 just for our transportation routes per month. Other expenditures with our supplies and consultants was $2,400. Utilities, $8,185. Our IT professional services and hardware was $4,428. Just to let you know, we contract out those services. We don't have anybody in-house. We have liaisons, but everything's handled. It's outsourced. Instructional related services, $2,300. Related services is usually testing, special ed, speech services, and stuff like that. Clothing and incidentals, was higher, $5,138. That is the camp shirts, that were purchased back in August. So that's why that's a lot higher than usual. Athletic supplies, $675. Building and grounds, $16,540. And I explained to CBOC the reason that was so high is we had painting done this summer. Finally, the invoice was paid for $7,800 to Snow's painting. And finally, printing.
Oh, Pat, one second. I think you've got someone at the door. Let's look at Stacy. Sorry.
Oh, it is.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
How are you
doing? I'm doing good. I'm
sorry. How are you? Good.
Let me get my things.
That's all right. Keep on rolling.
Yes. I have over too.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And finally, printing, which is $990, which for all of our families that come in and view the school, we buy, get folders with information. So that's all the printing we've done for, our handbook and our
open house.
Yes, all of our open house stuff that we get out.
Yep.
And that's where we're at. I will tell you right now, January will be a little bit more expensive for us.
I anticipate heating. It's going to be an issue. Some transportation. What's going to be the driver, though, you think, in January?
More invoices. Okay. Just invoices that were from December that got pushed off because we were closed.
Okay.
So, because unfortunately, it's not like electronically coming out. Whenever we get it in, until we get to it, we pay it. We usually a pretty good turnaround now. So.
All right. And we try to have the burn rate about $166,000 a month, but it definitely goes like this. But if we can get that average somewhere around there, we're going to be under budget at the end of the year. All right. Any questions on expenditures? I'll talk a little bit more about this when we get to CBOC, which stands for Citizens Budget Oversight Committee. It's a non-board functioned and designated group of folks. Very small, but it does the deeper dive into the budget of the school. And it's mandated by statute. And I think, I got to believe, I think all, maybe not public, but traditional schools, but certainly all charters have to have a CBOC. All right, Pat?
Okay, down to federal. Total grant revenue this year is $1,091,000. This amount includes fiscal year 22 consolidated grant of $261,705, and of course previous grants, which is $829,459 from previous grants, and that includes the big
CARES Act, ARPA
CARES
stuff.
Act, American Rescue Plan, or ESSER 3. And so far we have $790,000 remaining.
Now, there are strings attached to As you guys know, we've talked about before, there are certain strings that are attached to the federal money, but generally speaking, we've got a time frame that we have to spend, but I don't think that'll be an issue. But it was a fair amount of money for the school from the feds that we got as a result of, I kind of call it, I think it was Trump 1, Biden 1, Biden 2. If I kind of, you know, the fall, then January, then the spring of federal money from last year. All right, questions, guys, on Zoom? Anything on the federal stuff in the room? Anything else, Kev? Good. All right. Very well. That is the budget narrative. We've talked about that. CBOC. Oh, pardon me. Next document is the web report. This is, if you will, a consolidated balance sheet for the school. This is what gets published on our website every month. It captures the highlights, as you can see. It's not all expenses, it's not the entire thing, but it does capture the basic numbers of revenue and expenses. And you'll note over on the right-hand side of the budget where we are in spending of that particular group of monies, if you will. So if you look down, you see number 10, mortgage, principal and interest, almost $300,000, 100% spent. Again, for you guys, we, by requirement from USDA, have to slide out our principal and interest payments from the school's budget and First State Financial, which is the state's financial operating system, and we have to put it over into our WSFS account, which is, it's not off the balance sheet, but it is outside of the state system. We have to front load that. Well, I shouldn't say we have to. We have taken a practice of front loading the $300,000 in August, such that USDA, when they come in every month to make their principal and interest sweep, the money's there. So we immediately remove it from our operating budget, and that's why that is 100%. Normally, you would see something like that at 50% halfway through the year, but that's why that's front-loaded. Our insurance, you'll hear all this as we go about what's front-loaded and what is not. All right, any questions on the web report as presented? Seeing none, do I have a motion to accept?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second? I got a second, Kevin. Thank you. Any discussion on the web report as presented? Nope. Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, thanks. All right, CBOC. That is another, as I made mention, another group of folks. That's this document or notebook. What we do is we get into the weeds a little bit more about what's going on. The good news is that when I look at the overall income and revenue, we are in good shape. The school is financially as well. We always have to be very careful about how we spend. Pat and his team are spot on from the very beginning. I always get a little nervous about particularly the federal money that we've just gotten because I don't want to build it into the base budget, right? And I want to be very careful about that. But anyway, we had our meeting. All that to say, if you want to come to CVOC, let me know. But that's where we do the deep dive, and it's made up of folks that are connected to the school, but generally speaking, it's folks that are not. So we just have another set of citizens' eyes looking at numbers to make sure that I am not running away to the Bahamas. So with that said, CBOC and we only meet every other month, and our next meeting will be, let's see, it's January, March. Very well.
So you need to send me the agenda and minutes for that from last week, please. Thank you.
I know, I forget to do that, don't I?
It's okay, that's what I'm here for.
Let me make a note. All right, cool. I think that's where we are on CBOC. I'm just making a note here. All right, very well, guys. Next, we are to the Commandant's Report.
Hello, Colonel.
Good seeing you, sir.
Good evening.
All right, Pat, back to you. Commandant's Report.
Okay, starting off with enrollment. Right now, we're taking applications and starting enrolling cadets for next year. And if you don't know, we meet with all of our families. They come in, and we had six meetings tonight.
Oh, wonderful. And,
so far, we have 164 applications, and we are well ahead of where we were 2 years ago and ahead of last year. And every year has gotten better. We have next open house is January 29th, and we have around 20-25 families signed up ready to attend. So,
oh, good. And I'll be here. And certainly, as always, guys, for any board members that want to join me, I try to make every open house. And I usually give my blue hair speech and all that sort of stuff. But I try to be here. We begin at, I assume, Pat, three groups at starting at 09.
Correct.
Student cadet led. Bob can certainly talk a little bit more about that, but it's really cool. And I think, well, we know. We've heard it. Leslie's been with me a number of times. Reggie's been with us a number of times. We've heard that what moms and dads note is our kids, our cadets.
Absolutely.
Running the program, making the presentations. I guess
that was my
yeah, I was gonna say, man, that's what you experienced.
That was humongous. That smacked me in the face when I came. It was terrific. I mean, it had a lot to do, but I was already interested in Luke coming here, but that more than sealed the deal. I was watching the composure and the maturity of kids.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Wonderful. So, as always, I open it. Guys, any of y'all on Zoom want to join me? And again, for Ray and Ryan, if you want to join me on Saturday, 09, we're usually done by, I don't know, 11:30-ish, unless I'm wandering around worrying about streetlights or bitching and moaning about some sort of plant that's not where it's supposed to be. But other than that, all right, Pat, go ahead.
We're also in the process of planning our next set of open houses to put together. We usually do one in February, two in March. We don't have a date yet.
Okay, cool.
That's in the planning stages. So, appointments, resignations. Unfortunately, we have had two resignations since last board meeting. So, Daniel Kelleher, driver's ed. His was effective January 17th. And Janae Aiken, our school counselor, was effective Friday. 21st.
Hey, can I interrupt for a second?
Yes, sir.
So, you guys aware there's a, like 6 inches coming Saturday morning? Snow? There's a snowstorm?
Well, now, cheese and crackers, right? You had to throw that right in the middle of this.
I just thought you'd... Tell you,
yeah, okay. You aviators, you spend most of your time looking. There's the screen. Here's
the
world, but here's the
ice truck ready. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. So.
Oh, because they have to. Because they have to walk around the ground. So it's good to think. I mean, they could get here, but it's the campus tour.
We've actually been. We have held it when weather's been somewhat inclement, but I'll tell you, if you're right, if we're going to get hammered with 6 inches, we're probably going to have to. Well, Pat, he usually...
The only reason I say that is I would love to be there, but my wife is going to have me on point shovel in my driveway. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's your priority.
That's my priority.
If something happens, since this all started, all of our families registered for our events, so we have all their contact information, and we'll get that information out. We'll take a look Friday and see where we're at. With the weather in Delaware, you know how it is.
North
I-95 that get hammered. And
I don't like to make any...
you want to wait till the first snowflake falls.
I want to wait and make sure that...
I'm sorry.
No. Absolutely. But yeah, we've been very lucky in the sense that we do ask our families to register, and that has been helpful because we can get to them quick. We ask them to reconfirm, are you coming? And we still have folks that don't show up, but that's been actually pretty good. Anyway, do we need to talk about, I assume we do not need to go into executive session for the resignations?
That's up to you.
I don't have any need for it. If you could, though, just provide a quick explanation as to the two folks, why they left.
Different opportunity with more money.
Okay.
And the other staff members moving out of state.
Yep. Always important, because we want to make sure that if we're losing folks, right, it's because I'm leaving because your culture's lousy, you guys do this, I feel upset about that, and that's not what we find. What we find is precisely this: folks looking for a different job or moving with a spouse to another state.
I put a recruitment out for one of those positions because that person lives locally and is someone I know. So whether or not she takes interest is up to her, because she has a job. But I did put out one recruitment.
Wonderful. Make sure Commandant knows who that person is and that sort of stuff. All right. Bob, you want to hit trip stuff coming up?
Okay.
And I apologize. Please introduce yourself if you have not met.
Colonel Bob Wallace. Nice to meet everybody. Senior Marine Instructor.
Thank you, sir.
I haven't been fired yet, so. So still holding on my fingernails sometimes. The first event, Holy Cross Drill Team Exhibition. This is something new for us. One of our former graduates' mother works at Holy Cross, and they're doing something, some sort of All Catholic Day, or I forget what it was called, I'm sorry. Okay. And the mom's influence with the school said, hey, why don't you get the first aid drill team out here? And so we called, and Pastor George made the call, and he said, yeah, sure, sounds pretty good. So they're going to take our exhibition team out there.
Excellent.
And do some rifle twirling and some other things. And I don't know the exact commitment. I know it's during the school day. So we still have a few more details to figure out about that. But it's a good opportunity for us. I thought it would be a good recruiting opportunity as well. On the 12th, we have our annual Bulldog Classic drill meet that we're hosting.
You think that's going to go off?
Yes, I do.
And that's here, guys.
It'll be split between here and PCA because of the facilities and limitations that we have, and we need to be running two events at the same time. So we'll be using their gym as well as ours for that.
Yep.
Right now, we only have 5 schools that have signed up.
Huh.
And two are out of state, and we'll see.
Okay.
There's just too many of the programs in the state are just in a state of disarray. You know, they're rebuilding, and anyway,
yep.
five teams right now. Then Senator Carper's Academy Night annual event at Dell Tech, that's going. We normally attend that as well. And all the academies show up for that, to include Coast Guard, at least the last time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our, as you know, our first Academy appointment this year. We'll see what she chooses.
Has she picked
I talked to her this afternoon. I'm just asking, I'm not being pushy.
Yeah.
Trying not to influence, but she says it's between the Naval Academy and Princeton.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
But she's got a full ride to Princeton.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
ROTC?
Well, she's, the funny thing is, she said, well, sir, I want to wait and see what the Navy ROTC says. I said, young lady,
yeah, don't.
You got into the Naval Academy. Trust me, ROTC is going to be a
good. Yeah, it's Princeton Naval ROTC. You attend at Rutgers.
Okay. Okay.
Because my son got in that and went to UVA, switched that because it would have been a 45-minute ride.
So he had to go somewhere else to attend the Navy ROTC program and those classes?
My son's originally was assigned Princeton, and then he moved it to UVA because of, well, he didn't want to go to Princeton. But just so the young lady knows, she should call up there because it's like a 45-minute train ride, whatever the classes are, 3 times a week to get to Rutgers.
That is going to be a game changer. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
But she's mostly leaning toward the Naval Academy because I keep talking to her about it. In 4 years, what's your end state? Where do you want to be?
Right.
And she wants to be an aviator. I was like, okay, really? The Academy, I mean, you're not going to be set up for success any better than that.
Yeah.
They're going to take care of you from day one there. Well, not day one, but you know what I mean.
What's her name?
Weingard.
Kendall Weingard. WYNGAARD.
Yeah. I thought it was double A.
And she's a phenomenal young lady. She's She's just one of those special teenagers that she never stops working. I never see her goof off. She smiles and has a good time, but I mean, she's always working or reading or. I wasn't. She's not like mine was.
I think we can probably say just about everybody in this room, including everybody on that Zoom.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's just special. Last month there was we're hosting the Mid-Atlantic Sectionals this year, which is the Marine Corps only drill meet. The winner of that goes to Nationals, which is in Daytona. And so that's we're already learning the heartaches of that because it's all Marine. There are 19 schools that align under the Mid-Atlantic, so I hope they don't all show up because that would be a nightmare. And it's going to be a tough day, competition-wise, and just controlling the animals because they all come here as drill experts, and they all want to gripe and complain about something. I've already turned one down to tonight, and he's not happy, and it's just like, okay, deal with it, Sergeant Major. Anyways, so that'll be a good day for us. Really, the 12th of February is going to be small, and I'm fine with that. It's going to be a good rehearsal for us on in March.
Wonderful. Busy. Lots of opportunity to show up and support the school. I think I wrote down the Bulldog Classic. I hope we have that, and I hope we get a few more than five schools. Is Caesar Rodney showing up?
Yes.
Bastards.
Mm. Well, we kind of...
Those guys.
Kind of turned the table a little bit this year, not intentionally for that reason, but the Marine Corps came out with a new drill card.
Oh, really?
It's intense.
Really?
60-some-odd commands they have to have memorized. It's long. And anyway, so we're using that for the 12th of February. So we're not using CR's cards anymore.
Oh, that's going to put everybody on the same
footing. So they have to step up and do something new like we do. So in the past, we've always used their drill cards.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
To get ready for their state.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
Cool.
So I have two other things I want to add.
Yes, sir.
So as part of the ESSER 3, part of that, we were going to update our security system, some of our HVAC systems, and, of course, our phone systems.
Yeah, I remember
as
all that.
As you know, that we took a lower bid on the phone systems. We didn't want to pay $70,000.
Right.
Anyways, the phone system is now updated and operational.
Oh, wonderful.
As of today.
Did they do it in the one day that they said they were going to do it, or actually 1 hour?
They did. No, it didn't take an hour. It took all day, but they got it, reminded me that I have to send a message out to the families, let them know our phone system is back up and running. I forgot about that. I apologize there. And secondly, today I got notice from the state of Delaware that COVID leave has been extended to June 30th.
Yeah.
But unlike before, where they kept giving everybody 10 additional days, those staff members that have already used their leave, they are not getting any more. So that's where we're at. So I expect that, by this might be it. So
okay.
So that's pretty much it.
All right, wonderful. So we're on Commandant's Report. Anything else? Athletic program, Pat, any kind of neat stuff there?
We're doing well. We have the kids out.
Was on the football field? Is it that one? Lacrosse, was it?
That was wrestling.
Oh, that was the wrestling team.
They get back early because they go off. Since we lost this room, they go off campus to practice.
Okay.
It's one of our parents that allows us to use their dojo to practice wrestling. So we're very appreciative of that. We have that. We have lacrosse starting to train. Baseball's training off campus at a facility for open gyms. And we always have something going on here.
Yep, no question. All right, guys, any questions here in the room for Commandant's Report? Zoom, guys, any questions for Pat on... go ahead, Len.
No, I said that. I'm good. I don't have any questions. Thanks,
all right, cool. All right, very well.
So Academy Night 2 is Zoom. And Carper meeting thing.
So that's a change. I didn't see that the first time.
Yeah.
It's Zoom this year or in person?
Okay.
It's Zoom this year, so, yeah.
Okay.
I'm
appreciate that.
Blue and gold officer,
so yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I've
heard that. That's embarrassing, but I don't own it, but anyway.
Yep, understood. All right, guys, very well. That's the Commandant's report. And we are now into committee reports.
Yes. So the annual giving campaign, Pat, if I could ask for your message this week to do one last final, you know, push for, we're going to close it out at the end of this month.
Oh,
so
good.
If you do
okay.
One reminder, and maybe with a little note, I don't know, I can't remember, but the first one I saw it here is like, you know, the jacket, if that's going to be a big drive. All givers, all donations will be eligible for the raffle for the jacket that we spoke about. So
can
hopefully.
You, send me the final message.
Sure can. Yeah.
Thank you.
So we put an aggressive, you know, kind of goal of $10,000 in it, you know, only promoting through, you know, the Facebook family, and then, you know, Pat has added it to his email. You know, didn't do much more than that. I mean, I think this was our first foray into kind of a giving campaign. As you may know, as you're getting to know, you know, different activities on school will do their own giving, mm-hmm. and we actually hope that this platform can help us serve that as we grow into the years, because it's just really disparate when, you know, the Raiders team does this and the football team does this. And so this was in general a giving campaign for the school grounds was the attempt. So we put $10,000 as a goal, and currently it's at $3,700. So again, not, you know, not bad for the first round, and again, not a big promotion. I would think if we did it again, we could maybe tie it in with like a class, you know, class competition, like, you know, whichever, you know, grade gives the most gets a pizza lunch, or we could make the cadets much more involved in it. But I think this is, you know, a pretty good start at the first foray. But then, yeah, we'll close it out at the end of January, and then we'll work on the email and do, you know, this was meant for like a friends and family type of thing. But then we'll look out to try to get to some of the folks that may be giving larger donations, some of the, you know, contacts that, you know, the board may have, or folks that we've had come and be principal for a day or things like that to get
speakers,
a little bit larger scale
speakers
and yeah, the list of people that we have that we can reach out to. So, it's certainly a challenging time to ask families to donate. And certainly, you know, we have, you know, population that's not always willing to give. So I think it was a good first pass. But I think the goal should be, we should be doing an annual giving campaign every year.
Absolutely.
It really is just to be standard. Most schools do. So, but I think it was fairly successful. And Classy as a platform is very easy to work with once you get the shell up and running. So I was able to kind of do it all myself. And, you know, it goes right to the accounts. I just send Jim some reports, and it's pretty pretty low maintenance. So.
I will add that I was with the PSO last week, and Melinda and Mary, bless her heart, Mary, was poking the bear, giving me a hard time, but it was all good. But I will tell you guys that one of the conversations we're going to have at the board level is how this whole fundraising thing is going to be organized and how it's going to go in the future. One of the things that became clear, guys, on Zoom was, right, so when the football team family and the moms and dads, they go to the football and they raise money, but guess what they also do? They go to the local businesses, they go out to folks that are in the area, and will you sponsor a program, will you sponsor putting up your banner for the football team, and so on and so forth. Right on their heels comes the girls volleyball team, and right on their heels comes the lacrosse team. And what ends up happening, of course, is many of the same small businesses are getting hit multiple times, including our parents. So we've got to be careful that, right, we can only, we've got to be sensitive to the fact that we've got parents who cannot afford to give. They can give a little bit, but they can't afford a lot. We've got parents that probably can give a lot, but haven't been asked or not seen the purpose for giving because we haven't asked them specifically, I want you to give because of this reason. Because no one's ever asked me, you need $1,000 for an HVAC system. Okay, I think I can help. And we've got the PSO, which is the Parent Service Organization. And its initial, right, design was a parent-led organization that supported the school, vis-a-vis through fundraising, paying for things that the school couldn't necessarily pay for, or things that the school didn't want to pull out of the general fund. For example, our stands out there, that one set of stands, that's a PSO purchase. We're buying a laminating machine, Pat, or the big copier, or whatever it is, or that's being submitted. What was it? It wasn't a laminating.
I thought it was a laminator a couple of years ago. Yeah,
it was the poster maker for $3,200.
Yeah.
We were checking to see the staff, how many actually wanted.
Okay. All that to say, we, the board, are going to have a more definite conversation about how this is going to get set up and managed. Whether does the PSO and should it exist? Do we create a subset of the board and the board handles all that? Does the PSO manage all the fundraising? Meaning the PSO fundraises generally and then doles out the money to the individual sports teams, or we get rid of the PSO and every sports team gets to do what they want to do and raise all the money they want. We're going to have that conversation about this because I don't want to, quite frankly, overtax our moms and dads. I want to bring some order to how we're raising money. Also in my mind, our job as a board, one of our jobs as a board, is not necessarily raising money at 10s and 20s, but 10s and 20s, i.e. with three more zeros past it. Our job is looking for significant money because that's the only way we get beyond, right, buying a poster maker and putting in a parking lot. And we can't necessarily always rely upon pulling money out of our operating budget to do that. We might be able to do that every other year. You know, we build up the reserve, and then every other year we can go spend it on construction. But we have some longer-term needs here, gym, full-size gym, some additional sports fields, but clearly also additional classroom space, because we can't get really to the next level without building, I'd probably say, about six more classrooms, maybe eight, four on one floor and four on a second. But with all that said, guys, I think be aware, put in the back of your mind, that we're going to have a longer conversation about how we're going to deal with fundraising. I have not forgotten that we still need to do a retreat. We kind of put it off because we knew we were getting some new board members, but we are going to have to get to that retreat one of these days to really flesh out next steps, direction, quite frankly, the size of the school, because that really sets the next ledger point about what's our end strength. If we want to be a school that's 650 cadets, okay, not saying we don't or do, but if we want to be 650 cadets, that then creates a decision matrix as it relates to space, funding, construction, everything. If we want to go somewhere below that, and there's some sweet spots as it relates to really where we can function efficiently. So anyway, guys, heads up on that. More to come, but we definitely have some more to talk about as it relates to PSO and fundraising. Pat, I don't know if you wanted to throw anything else into that conversation based on our meeting with PSO.
No, it's just, you know, we got to decide which way we want to go, and we had talked about this in the last board meeting. It's probably as soon as we do the strategic planning and we start aligning everything, I think we're at that point. It's almost like we finished our first, COVID kind of messed us up, but it's kind of like our first 5 years. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we have to restart plan for our next 5 years.
Yep.
And probably that's the first step. So we're not just going in.
Agreed. Okay. Not just, absolutely. All right, so that's that. Any questions on Zoom about PSO, fundraising, strategic planning? I'm going to talk a little bit more about that when we get to my portion of the board. All right, seeing none, very well. We were talking about communications and all that. Leslie, anything else, ma'am?
Nope, that's it.
Wonderful. K-Man, to you, sir, what are we doing?
So Dave's going to give the overall report, but it is, we're generally finished up on the building. We have some inspections that have to happen to get a certificate of occupancy on it, fire marshals being one, but we have a final plumbing inspection to get, and we're waiting on a part for the water meter. And believe me, they're specialty things. The town of Clayton, you got to use their meter, so it's got a special part, and we're waiting on it. When we have it, that can go on. Then the plumbing inspection happens. Then the fire marshal inspection happens. And then he can physically move people in. Until then, he can do shelving and stuff like that. But we can't occupy the building.
Right.
The fire marshal.
The splits can't go in. Can the splits even go up?
Oh, yeah.
The splits can go in?
Yeah, all that can go in. If we're going to do a heater in the big area, that can go in. But as far as people aren't supposed to be occupying the building until the fire marshal signs off.
Yep. Cool.
So, but it's that close. Once the park comes in, it's going to happen. It's going to happen pretty quick, and then Larry's good to go, clears out his office space.
Yes.
Might need a moving truck.
Yeah, I might need a freaking, pardon me. Moving truck. All right. Hey, Dave, introduce yourself. We've got two new board members. Introduce yourself and fill in the blanks that Kevin did not hit. Is he there? Mute. All right, Dave.
I lost it. Are you still there?
Yeah, you're back. We hear you.
Okay, yeah, something happened here. I bumped your button. It's Dave McQuiggan. And Kevin hit the highlights. He and I have spoken about it. The infamous wainscoting is done, except there's two little bricks that need to be added in. That's a whole other story. As Kevin said, the basic maintenance garage is complete without the inspections being done yet. Inside the building, it's sort of like standalone space, you know, it's like these where we added in the Larry's office and the restroom and that whole relative to the restroom, there's a couple of fittings for the town water meter that must be in a container ship off of LA. It's so difficult with all this COVID stuff, and you know, it always makes me suspicious, but in this case, I know that they've ordered them. I know that they ordered them through Dover Plumbing, but it's frustrating because that plumbing work it backs up everything else, so we cannot get the inspections final until we have that finished up.
Hey, Dave, hang on for a sec. Who's, if you guys put yourself on mute, I hear some background noise. Oh, that's you, Dave?
Stand by.
He's hitting the mute button.
I had to run my wife off. I'll pay for this later.
Yes, as long as you pay for it. Yeah, all right, sure. Dave.
So, plumbing, that's got everything backed up. Moving finalization of electric, because some of that, even hanging the mini split in the bathroom, the restroom, that's held up because of the place where it's going to be hung up, there's no sheetrock there because of the plumbing. So it isn't, there's no major work, it's just plumbing, that fitting.
Yep.
Sorry about that. Nothing I can do except we have to be extreme patients, and I'm not a very patient person, so I'll do my best. However, Larry's got a lot of work to do to get his is shelving, that all the stuff he needs, get his stuff moved over there. I know very clear that he understands he's got to get out of that, get out of his space he's occupying right now. And anyway, so that's where that is. The let's see. We do have a couple of water heaters. Well, we have a water heater. All the equipment that's necessary to run a shop is all in, either installed or sitting there waiting.
Okay.
We don't have any major equipment to purchase. And that includes, you know, we have the plywood that's sitting there to harden about 4 foot up the interior walls.
Yep.
Put foam, so foam board insulation on the whole thing. So once that, once the, and that, you know, we have that so he can work his way around putting up his shelves and so on and so forth, get that installed as he goes. The, so I said water heaters, hard wiring the space heaters that'll keep it nice and workable in there. We have a very solid building now with, we're not going to be running up a huge tab for keeping the heat on in there so they can work. Installation, we've got a, okay, so that's done. And Larry's going to be hanging, simple process, put up some brackets and install the mini splits. That's not a big to do. And when all the work is, when that work is at a point where I'll take care of it, they're in my name, let's say I at least, well, it's First Day Military Academy, just I signed the, for the inspections. And I'll get that final from the town of Clayton and the, and Delaware Fire Marshal. Yeah, it's, I think, then in the spring, Kevin, and Larry, we're gonna, we are going to put down some pressure run down that lane, the gravel road, down to the, his entrance to the shop, and tighten that all up so we have a good working surface to drive in and out on and off the, into the drive, into the garage floors, and then also the equipment yard enclosure. So we'll be able to get rid of that Connex as soon as Larry gets the stuff out of there, too. The I think that's really about it. I mean, I hopefully, I'll let, of course, I'll, Kevin and Scott will be the first to know when they get that done today.
Yeah.
I you know, I wanted to say that I'm, I won't be putting in any invoicing for time, my time. I have work to do. It's not that, but I'm figuring I'm wrapping it up. So everything from here on is...
yeah, well, Dave, we'll get you covered on mileage. No worries there.
Okay.
And thank you, of course, mileage.
Yeah, because I don't, you know, a lot of stuff I can do from here.
Yeah, yeah.
Inspections and I'm uncomfortable charging for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, my friend.
Okay, man.
All right, well, very well. Any questions of Dave or Kevin as it relates to construction and the maintenance building or any of that? Nope. Anything on Zoom, guys, for Dave?
No, thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
All right, cool. All right, guys.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. And, yeah. I'll leave you to the meeting.
All right, thanks, Dave. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, man. See ya. All right. Last item of on our agenda is organizational issues. So a couple things I want to talk about. First, Jim Berg. As you guys know, Jim Berg, not you two, but the rest of the board, Jim is told us that he will not be with us sort of not much longer. And I said, well, what does that mean precisely? Do I need to believe that you're going to be leaving? Your end date is like 1 March. And he said, look, I'm not going anywhere until we get a replacement, but you got to find a replacement. So we are still on the hunt for a board treasurer. I may have a lead, but I'm looking to the board. If someone knows a CPA or someone that's good with numbers that certainly wants to serve and has a heart for this school and what we do, let me know. Because it's not cumbersome, but it does require time. No question about it. Jim has been a stalwart with us for these many years, and he's got a role on, so we need to replace that position. Next, I want to talk about the strategic plan, and I really do want to see if I can get some dates from you all about what might be a good way of doing it, right? So we've talked about, do we do a Saturday? We do 9 to 3:30. Do we do two nights, 5 to 7, 5 to 8 that are not board nights, and we sit here a couple nights in a row and do a strategic plan? I'm sort of open, but I must admit my preference is actually to take a Saturday and get it all done in one day instead of splitting it over a couple of nights. But my stronger preference is that we get this done, that we start it. As you may remember, we had Alan Kovitz that I had reached out to, that is a local guy. He does facilitating of these types of things for boards. As you go through these strategic planning things, you know, it's the Butcher Bock paper. It's, what does this mean? Tell me what that word means to you. Does that make sense? And we go through it. But we'd certainly be paying him for it, but we'd have to let him know and give him some possible potential dates. I kind of want to get it done sooner than later. Just to add a little more color, both Mary Hecker and Melinda Meeks, who are the two ladies who have been running the PSO for the last number of years, quite frankly, last 4 or 5, are going to be turning that organization over or turning it off, depending on what we decide, about the March timeframe when they finally finish their bag bingo. That's been in their works for at least a year and a half, 2 years.
It was pre-COVID.
It was pre-COVID.
Yes. I did get her the bylaws. I had an old copy of them, of course, like my folder. So I got those to Melinda so she can use them as a starting point if she needs it.
So I will start, and I'm going to throw out, just for giggles, March 12th. It's a Saturday. 09 to 1500, and I'll buy the booze at the end of the evening.
That's
our
drill day.
Is that drill day?
Yeah, so we'll be using the whole campus on that day.
Yep, forget it. All right. How about the 19th? Let me look. 19th March.
I can do most anything with 45 days lead. And
okay.
That's good for me.
All right, so I'm getting a couple of thumbs up.
There's a big Ducks Unlimited event that night.
We'll get you out in time, baby. Don't worry. In fact, where, is that the one?
They had to move it to Cheswold because Modern Maturity was...
Sketchy?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm thinking, guys on Zoom, where are we? Lenny? What about 19 March?
I'm good for that day, Scott.
Really? Okay, mark it down. Him, he's good. All right, we're getting closer. Reg?
I won't be back till the end of March, though.
You won't be back, you rat? Because I really... Do you think you could fly up and fly back? That's a pain in the butt. If I pay for the fuel? Yeah, that only cost me $700. Well, probably more, $1,000. All right, what about anybody else? So Reg is out. Who else? Chris? Are you still there?
No, he's off.
Okay.
The 19th works for me if I'm supposed to attend.
Yes, You're part of the board. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. You are part of the board.
It's from 8 to 5:30. I didn't get the time.
No, probably more like 9 to 3:34. It gets a little tough to go much beyond that. Folks lose focus. I'll pick up lunch, and we'll have some refreshments afterwards for those that can stick around and those that are heading to Ducks Unlimited dinners. All right, guys, I think I'm going to focus in on the 19th. It looks like I've gotten a fairly good response. Now I'm looking at Pat and Bob.
I'm okay with that later.
Okay. I didn't know if there was any travel or anything like that. Okay. All right. I will send a note to... Yeah, I know. I will send a note to everybody. But I think we've picked a date. I'm very excited about it. I will... No, of course. Watch. The daggone facilitator, Alan...
Should we pick an alternate date just in case the 19th is booked for him?
All right. Reg, when do you come back?
I'm actually not sure
exactly, but
it'll be right at the end of March. We may, if you do something towards the end of March, I mean, I'll make it work.
All right,
alternative. Worst case scenario, I can always just jump in a plane and come up.
All right, alternative day, 9 April. What does that do?
Well, we have a Raiders competition on campus that day, but that can go, we can do both at the same time.
Yeah.
And we can use this room? You don't need any judging.
Okay. 9 April, still looking around the room? Nope, your travel?
Yeah, I won't even be in the country. Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's one out.
Go a week earlier.
2 April. That gets me jammed up a little bit. I've got an event Friday night. I'm supposed to have something Saturday night. So 2 April is a little tough for me. Back to 9 April. How are we doing on Zoom? Len?
I can do 9 April.
All right, Reg is good. Katie, Chris is off. We'll see where he is.
You said the 9th?
Yeah, 9 April.
Yes, that works for me.
Okay. All right. And I will... You could. Pardon me?
Just making sure.
Oh, okay. What about you, Kev?
I'll make it work.
Okay. Is it tight for you?
Saturdays are terrible days for me anyway.
I know. Of course, it's your catch-up day.
And day of the week. But it's ahead of stuff.
Okay. All right. I think I will go with the 19 March, 9 April time frame. I will send an email out to everyone with those asking for everybody to reconfirm, but I'll send those out back to the entire board. Plus, I got to get Chris on board with that. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. I really do want to get that done. I think we've got some big questions out there, and it's going to take some work to get them answered. All right, very well. I don't have anything else on my agenda. We moved along fairly well tonight. A couple things for our newest guys. Give me your conflict of interest sheet. Fill that out and give it to me tonight. I'll sign it. Second, if you've got a one-pager, not a... not a resume, but a bio.
I think I sent you one.
Yes, you did. Would you?
I will get it to you.
Send it to me, or actually send it to her. But I need a one-page bio sent to Leslie for the website. Oh, don't forget, guys, February, we want to do board headshots for everybody gets ID cards. And we haven't done one in a year and some.
It's been over a year, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be. So please be here in person. Pat's going to have, who's going to be here? Kat? We'll shoot for the headshots. Pictures, February.
I'll contact her, see how much she'll charge us.
Okay. All right, see if you can do that. So we're going to shoot for board photos on at the February board meeting. All right, I don't think I've got anything else. I'm going to start to my right. Closing comments, whipping around the room.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome board. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Good. Kevin?
Good.
All right, Ray?
Nothing.
Yes, sir. Pat, closing comments. Very well, Colonel.
I'm good. Thank you.
On Zoom, Len, closing comments.
Hey, Scott, I just want to remind you, I do have somebody who's interested in meeting and discussing.
Well, I know. Ball's not my court, is
my
it?
My email address.
No, sir.
All right.
We'll get together for a lunch or some other meeting.
Absolutely. Whenever it works, Len.
All right.
Thank you, Colonel. All right. Katie, closing comments?
No, sir.
Very well. Reggie?
No, I just won't be there for the board photos.
Can
you use my last one? It's marvelous.
Of course it is. You haven't aged a day.
I'll apply some filters to it, Reggie. Make you look all cool.
Yeah, hey, Reg, again, thank you for Saturday. Nice event. Great event with the team out there. So appreciate it. Thank you, sir. All right. Very well. Anything else? Seeing none, I think I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Any discussion on the motion as presented? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 We are adjourned.